January 17th, 2019, and this is our second call in the Abundance Series. Welcome. We're going to begin in Shavasana as we always do at the beginning of class now. If you will find a place to lie down, find a place to lie down and let it be someplace where there's spaciousness. Move papers away, be away from the wall, don't be close to furniture. Give yourself space. Have a blanket or a pillow to support the head and neck. If you have low back issues, have something beneath your thighs as well. It could be a bolster if you have one, a rolled blanket. You could even put your calves up, so rest your calves on a couch or a chair to rest the low back if you choose. Take the flesh of the buttocks, use the hands to take the flesh of the buttocks and move that flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Then extend one leg out and then the other. Let the baby toes fall to the floor. The rest of the toes follow. Dig the elbows into the floor and lift and open the heart center. You might have to adjust the support beneath the head again so that it's touching the shoulders. And then release the arms down, low V, palms up position. Softly close the eyes and let the whole body release to the earth. Just let go. Take this quiet time for yourself, a pause. Whatever came before, it's past now, let it go. Whatever's coming up in your day, it's not here yet. When it comes, it will be a new now. And how you will use that now, how you will exist and be in that now, depends on how you're being in this now. Because we create habits of thought, habits of being. It's like a tail behind us of practices. So if we want that future moment to have presence in it, to have awakeness, aliveness, beingness. If we want to notice what's around us and be able to focus, then take this time for yourself now. Easier to learn to focus on the breath than to focus on the millions of things in front of us. Easier to focus here and then to go out into our world and be able to choose what we want here and now. So again, the eyes are softly closed. Scan the body for any tension. Where you find tension, breathe into that spot. Just let it go. Relax the legs, the hips, the torso, your arms, the palms, the fingers. Releasing, relaxing. Shavasana is a very different state of release and relax than couch potato watching TV. There the mind grows fuzzy. There's no alertness. There's no awakeness. Here, it's uncommon in the West. It's not our habitual way of being. It's a different practice. The body is completely at ease, but the mind is one-pointed, focused. Sometimes when our mind is that way, our body gets all tense, so we learn to separate those out. Body at ease, mind one-pointed, hearing the sound of my voice focused on the breath. Watch the breath. Relax all the tiny muscles of the face, the cheeks, the jaw. Relax the tongue. Teeth slightly parted. Lips touching, not touching. Watch the breath. If thoughts arise, as thoughts will, gently, without judgment, let them go as unimportant right now. Return to the breath. And your mind to be unwavering in its focus, but without hardness or tension. Simple, pure awareness. Watch the breath. Let each breath take you deeper and deeper into silence. And knowing that soon you will be coming out of Shavasana. It begins just with the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Bring your consciousness back into this space, this room, this moment. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the gentle movement of breath. Bend the knees. Take your time. Slowly roll to the right side. Support your head. Softly open your eyes. Use the hands to press yourself up to sitting. And return to our virtual circle. Always video on whenever you can, because it allows that deep connection, that presence, that one-pointed focus that we're training in Shavasana. So cameras on if you can. That also tells me that you're back in the circle and here. And Grace, you popped on first. So I think I haven't done this actually ever before. I'm first person to pop back on. I'm just going to turn to you right off. What stays with you? What did you love here today? Oh, wait, and you're muted. And I loved that we could feel it and see it on your face. It was so beautiful.
You know, as you talked about quieting the body, but in my mind, I was interpreting what you said as the mind is still actually you're functioning at a higher level. I had an incredible conversation yesterday with a gentleman, and rather than one meeting, 1 hour, we were there for 4 hours together. And the energy was just so positive. And I kept going back and I thought, well, let me go back to the breathing. But I kept going back because it was such a positive energy having spent time with him. Mm. So I just felt like, okay, that's okay. It's okay. I would focus on the breathing. And then my mind would go back to our interaction yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. And the practice is like that. Things will arise. And that's the process, too, of gently, without judgment, letting it go. I see that this thought is coming up again. Oh, I let it go and I come back. And I let it go and come back. And actually, things will come to me in Shavasana. It is not the intention. If I try to make things come to me, it's not going to happen. And it's not even the intention. But ideas have come for whole programs, people that I should connect with, all sorts of amazing things that would take weeks to work out. And still, I wouldn't find that elegant move. Yeah, I can't stress this enough. Don't try to do that. It doesn't come like that. But there might be something for you there of that, oh, that's returning. That might be another conversation that you pick up. Or there might be something there for you that's beautiful. And your comment reminds me as well of something that I have not taught here in a long, long time. I don't think I've ever mentioned this in connection with this Shavasana practice at the beginning of our call. How aware are you of your breath when you're talking to another human being? Thought about that. And sometimes we think, well, but I can't be, because then I, you know, if I'm aware of my breath, I can't be focused on their words. But when we're actually present, you know, I don't always do it. I'm learning this stuff too, right? But because I said that, I'm much more aware of the breath, and I'm much more aware of every person here. The breath is our life force energy. It's being present. It draws us to this moment. So there's another practice for you to play with. And a couple more things about Shavasana that it teaches us how we can follow, or it allows us to have that possibility to follow the breath even when we're doing other things, and that it will become enriched, more present. How about that for a strategy session, for instance? I know at the most intense moments of a strategy session, I'm aware of when I'm actually there present. I'm aware of my body. I'm aware of the breath. I'm present. All these practices come into everything that we do as entrepreneurs, and then that the way that the ideas come to us. And Shavasana, thank you for those two insights. Grace, thank you. Let's hear from one more of you. Who's next? Who else would like to share? Sherry. Oh, and your video popped on second. I was almost going to call on you next anyway. So perfect.
My mind kept wandering. And then every time you talked about focus on the breath, it was like, oh, okay. And I let that go. I'll pick it up later. And then it something else would wander by and you'd say, focus on the breath. And I finally got into the breath. And when I got into the breath, there wasn't the random thoughts. And then it was like, oh, what were those things I was going to focus on later? They'll come up. And,
you know. Yes. I have done that sometimes in Shavasana. I'm like, oh man, that's important. I got to go right now. I'm not in Shavasana then, right? Now. Oh wow, that's a great idea. Oh, and sometimes these things fall away because they come from an earlier version of ourselves, or they come from a frantic version of ourselves, or they come from old patterns and habits that we don't even know are there. And they fall away in Shavasana to make room for something new. And I love what you said. If it's that important, it will return. So that deep trust and faith that Shavasana engenders in us, in these simple practices. Shavasana is a practice. The letting go of the thoughts is a practice. So we're cultivating a way of being and doing this that provides the foundation for everything that we do as entrepreneurs. And so the other thing, so thank you, Sherry. The other thing that your comment brings to mind, so my voice brought you back. You can use it as a guide, and then to notice how many times the mind wanders. If it's wandering when we're just trying to focus on the breath, how many times is that happening during the day? And I talked about that on the practical applications call. Most of the time when you're giving a talk, most people aren't listening, probably, right? It's okay. So these markers to call them back. You see the simple structure of my talk, right? From practical applications. It's very simple because most people's minds are wandering all the time. It's multiple different things they're thinking about. but can we train our minds to focus? And that, the power in that is tremendous. And sometimes as you start the practice of Shavasana, it feels like, wow, my mind is wandering more now. Not at all. It's just that there's a deeper awareness that that's been happening all along. And it can feel like the mind is crowded even. And then the silence comes and it takes a bit of time often. I don't know about the Dalai Lama or I don't know, like enlightened folks. I mean, I don't know what that is. I have moments of it maybe. I'm not claiming to be enlightened by any means. I'm not claiming to be the Dalai Lama or whoever your spiritual guru is or whatever, right? But I know that we can have these moments. I know that it matters to pause. I know that it matters to find that still place if we want to grow our businesses and our lives. And by the way, you probably all heard that part more than you heard other parts, what I just said, and why that happens and how I spoke in that way for you to hear it. If you're in Mexico, you might have remembered some things that I just did right there. Sheila's nodding. Right? So that you would hear better. We're going to learn some things when we come to Mexico about how we speak our words so people will hear them more deeply. And I just did one of those things just now. Sheila knows what it is. Don't worry about what it is right now. Can't teach you everything all at once. Mexico is on my mind because a bunch of you are already booking your flights. Fantastic. We haven't even sent out the information about it. So you're thinking, wow, I'm behind. I haven't got my flight booked. There's somebody in the community who can tell you where we're going to be because it's the same venue. We're beginning in the same way. So if you're anxious to do that, go and talk to somebody. Somebody can guide you and we'll get that information out to you in the next week or two. And if you're anxious for it, email Emily and say, Emily, where is that? And it's on our next meeting to get that information out to you. We always go through it, make sure we've got you the most updated information and so on. We just haven't got to that yet. So you guys are ahead of us. Fantastic. All right. Anything else bursting to be said about this Shavasana experience this morning without which we can't go forward? Sheila, go.
I was so relaxed going into Shavasana and I was thinking about your question because I knew you were going to ask us, well, what did you know? So I was preoccupied with thinking, what am I going to say? Finally, yeah, after you kept going back to the breath, then I was like, oh, well, whatever. I don't have anything to say. So
I am so glad you said that. That in itself is a fabulous notice because when I noticed a number of years ago now, that I was living my life always 5 seconds in the future, sometimes a minute in the future. We think we're being present, but did y'all hear that? Even right now, are you thinking about what's going to come next? Are you hearing these words right now? Or are you still back with Sheila's words? Because that's already passed. That moment-to-moment-to-moment presence so that we squeeze all the juice out of our lives. We can really be present. And that is, I don't want to say it's uncommon. I don't want to bring that into our world. But in the entrepreneurial sphere, people are still learning this. And it is uncommon. So thank you for that. I love it. Different layers of, oh, what's next? What's next? What's next? And then the practice, back to the breath, back to the breath, back to the breath. The power that this brings on stage. Somebody says something. We don't expect it. Oh, no. Back to the breath, back to the breath. And it gives me space so I can choose. And I don't just race in. Yeah. Thank you, Sheila. Beautiful. Marie, I was bursting to be said. And you're muted. Don't forget.
One thing I heard, like I missed the Shavasana, but that's okay.
Did you see her let that go? Like that's years of practice. Like I missed it. That's okay. I'm here. She's embodying that right here, right now, that presence, right? Thanks, Marie. Go ahead.
What I heard this time, which I've never heard before, is how distracted my audience is.
And you know what's really interesting is I mentioned that last time. You missed that point, right? With love, Marie, right? And if we hadn't been working together for a while, I wouldn't do that. But I can see Marie's centered. She won't go to her editor. She can take that with just, you know, joyfulness of, hey, we all do that. It's not funny, right? So I say to you, go back to the calls. You'll hear it's like, wow, it was a whole different call. Whole different call. I didn't know that was said. And for me too, I'm teaching it. I go back to them. I'm like, wow, we did that. I didn't remember that comment. I didn't remember we got there. That's amazing. So yes, they are distracted. And so how does, again, another piece from Mexico, how does repetition work? Repetition is emphasis, but we don't want to just be repeating, but you'll hear me repeating things. Well, because people might not have heard that. If they don't hear that part, then we can't go on to the next part. Not interested in intellectual knowledge and just only intellectual knowledge. Well, I got the structure and it doesn't move anything in our businesses and our lives. So can we be at this place together the best that we can, gather all the threads, gather all the minds and hearts and spirits, and then take the step together and then with very simple things, some very profound shifts can happen in our companies, in our worlds, in how we live our lives. Fantastic. I love that. Thanks, Marie. Yes, because if we're watching our own mind, and we have a practice now, you all do. If you're on these calls, you have a practice of Shavasana. And if we notice how distracted our minds are, and other people don't have that practice, they're not noticing what's in their minds, perhaps. And they're in our audiences, right? So thank you for that. Beautiful. Anything else bursting to be said? Okay, perfect. A couple of announcements. Oh, yes, Cheryl, go. Oh, isn't that interesting? And just notice with love, this is related to what you talked about last week, right?
Well,
but here you jumped in and you made it. You got it. Yeah, good for you, you know?
Well, it's silly to say it, but I'm going to say it because it's how what I'm feeling. It just really hit what Marie just said. If I'm in this practice and I am... I get it, and I know what you're doing, and I know what we're all, and people don't have this in their life, can you imagine what they, you know what I mean? Like, I'm consciously trying, like, I had a hard time today in Shavasana. I'm like, guy, what is wrong with me? You know, nothing, right?
Right.
But if I'm having a hard time with it, trying to quiet my mind and focus in, like right now, I just shut my computer. I go, Cheryl, stay focused. Let's do this. Like, put your computer away. Come on. Yes. It's not that important. Stay in the moment. Stay present. Like, I'm struggling to do it. Can you imagine if you don't even aware of this kind of world, you know?
Right.
Staying focused.
So. Right. And then what you're able to hear, for instance, in strategy session, we're in the high ticket virtual retreat season, right? That person in front of you may or may not have that practice accessible to them. So they may not know all the ways that their mind is going in multiple different directions at once. They may not be hearing, they may not be listening into themselves. And the power that we have, if we can listen into ourselves, then listen into another human being. These are, you know, kindergarten practices in a way, but we've lost them. And when we come back to it, and it's simple to say, but the practice itself, that's why we begin the year with practice. Because the words, just quiet your mind and all is good, you know, all is well. Easy to say, but how do we actually do it? It's a practice. The words themselves change nothing. I work with words and they're very, very powerful and they're meaningless if they're not rooted. So fantastic. What's going on in my audience? And then the simple, simple structure of my stories that sell talk. It is extremely simple. Yeah, I saw it. And again, we'll try to get that posted over in practical applications quickly. But it brought a number of you here. And it's very simple but profound things I'm teaching about letting people pause and actually feel it and why it matters. Instead of like, here's something, let me dazzle you and impress, and I'm not sure who I am, and so I don't know how big I am. So, you know, the kleshas, the things that bind us. So I gotta puff myself up and make myself look big, and then I'm afraid when you come talk to me that I might not have the right answer. And that's how a lot of business gets conducted. And then we wonder why people don't step in. These simple things can change our world. I take a breath, right? Thank you for that. I'm so glad you added that. Beautiful. Anything else bursting to be said without which we can't go forward? It's extraordinary to me. It's so beautiful what we have built in this community, both who you are, I think the world of you. You guys are amazing. And then what we're building through this constant practice of Shavasana. And yeah, again, I'll turn to Marie, having been here 8 years, right? We did not have this for 7 out of those 8 years. And now we've had that practice since about spring, and what we're able to build and the things that I can teach you. And I can't wait to get to Mexico then, because usually we start from day one of this piece, and we've been building this since spring or since you got here for you. But you can also go back to some of the earlier calls, and you can go back to other high ticket virtual retreats, as many things you can go back to. So there's a longer history. The history may predate you. That's what I'm trying to say. You're you being here. But together collectively as a community, we have a deep, much deeper foundation of that stillness. And from that, huge things can happen. It's really, really beautiful. So excited. All right. So a couple of announcements to begin. First off, I have this, I put it in a folder, and I make several copies, and it's in some of my key binders, including my, I've got a binder that's just called calendar, where I have important dates, important trips, and this goes at the front of it, and it goes at the front of my binder for this course, and it goes onto my calendar, and Emily puts it on my online calendar. I put it on my wall calendar. So make sure you're paying attention to this. And I want to tell you to make sure you're paying attention to the back of it. Don't assume that the dates are only on the front. And one of the things I'm going to have that Emily's working on right now is a month-by-month calendar. So it's easy to see what's happening in January, what's happening in February. We're working on that. We've never had that before. Most of our years, we didn't have this. And this takes, it took weeks to figure this out. And most many, many programs at this level do not have this because the work that goes into finding these dates for you is tremendous. You know, one of my teachers had it that nobody else really has in all the, you know, courses that I've done and so on. So this is gold for you. Make sure it's on your calendar and look on the back as well because, for instance, we've got our Quantum Leaps series coming up. It'll be Tuesdays at 12:30 Mountain Time, starts February 5th. So make sure you have those on. And also notice we don't have a call in this series next week, but we have two calls next week. One is the last call in the practical application series, so Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Always check this. Sometimes I accidentally say the wrong time, right? This is your guide. This is your blueprint. I turn to this, all right? So if I made a mistake in my words, double check me with this, right? I used to do that at university too. When I was telling students when the final exam was, I would tell them, I would write on the board and I say, but don't trust me. Go and look it up online because, you know, it's on you, right? So look here, make sure you have the dates. And next week, last class in practical applications, man, make use of that. Post all your questions for that. Would love to see so many questions that I need to book another call because I can't get to them all. That'd be my dream call. So if all of you here posted a question and we can't get to them all, I would just make sure that we get to them. All right. So, then next week we have our, January 24th here, it's listed as Quantum Leaps Preview Call, and it's called Transmuting Inner Dirt to Inner Gold. And if you head on over to michellegunderson.com, I mentioned this on the call on Tuesday, michellegunderson.com/ inner gold, and it's case sensitive, all small letters, right? Small letters for inner gold. Many of you, most of you, I think, have you already registered for that call. And I think, yeah, it's at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. So next week it's 10 a.m. Mountain Time, then 2 p.m. Mountain Time. We don't have a morning Mountain Time call next week because we have our Quantum Leaps Preview Call. Here's listed Quantum Leaps Preview Call. It's about transmutation, and it's a new call for me. So I have one, what I call a signature talk, which is Stories That Sell. I give that talk all over the place. And I've been creating so much content. We've been creating so much content in this community and in this company. I had one for years. I now have four, right? Just in the last couple of months, I've created different talks. And one of them is the call for next week. So I have not done that call before. I'm super excited about it. It's one of the most foundational practices, I would say, that we do all year long. And I've not taught that call before. I'm looking forward to it. I know I'm going to learn from it and I'm teaching it. So make sure to get those on your calendar. And then we return to this series 2 weeks from now. Also, I didn't see any questions posted for this series. Cheryl, you're the one who posted the post questions here, right? You're the one who did that? Yes, thank you for that. And it had gone way down because there were like so many posts in the Facebook forum. It was so great. So I didn't see any questions posted. If you do have questions, like raise your hand this time and let me know. And I'll do my best to fit those questions in. And if not, we can handle them at practical applications or the following week. All right. So the Transmuting Inner Dirt to Inner Gold call won't be a space where you can ask a whole bunch of questions, but there may be a place where you can ask one. Be ready, all right? There's a short moment where you might be able to ask a question, all right? Let me see. Anything else about announcements? Oh, yes, right. Even more important than that. And I've got my scrawled notes all over this. I printed it out. I was so excited. 101 reasons for high ticket sales. That was so great. And thanks to Aaron for starting to number them, 55, 56, 57, 58, all the way down to 84, and then picked up from there, a whole bunch of you. And for, you know, Sheila for kicking it off. It just, there's so much, and for many of you who posted there, Marie posted, Shelley posted next, Marie posted next. Let's bring this to 200. And we know from the Having a Big Why series, if we don't have a why, we're not going to do it. So this is foundational. This is so important. I printed it off for myself, right? And I want to go through each and every one of these. And any one of these, let me see. Let's take Aaron's number 59. I have flexibility to decide to do other things that I want to do. I could do a deep dive into just number 59 here. And allow myself to actually be on course for really building the happiness that the high ticket, creating high ticket brings, the growth of the company, the service, all those things. If I just did a deep dive into number 59, I have flexibility to do the things I want to do. There's a whole bunch of things I've been wanting to do all my life, and maybe I haven't got to them yet because I think there's not enough time or I think there's not enough money, but I can create my own life. It's not like a job. There's a whole bunch behind just that one line. Right? So I'm so happy for you guys and like beautiful job. So keep that coming. And I also want to mention one other thing because I'm not in the Facebook forum every day. If you want me to be there, you got to text me, right? Tag me and text me, or I might not see it right at that moment. I usually check it at least once a week, often before, right before this call, but or the night before. But we now, do you know how many, it was just posted late last night. Do you know how many high ticket sales we got? Last week we had none. Then we had, thank you, Marinos. Three this week in this community. Well done. Yes, three this week. So, and Marie, you're the one who held the fingers up, and you're, one of them is yours. So do you want to just talk about it? Because let's, like, when we gather the energy and we can rejoice in other people's wins too. A win for one person in this community is a win for the whole community, because every single high ticket sale up levels the community. Well, there's more knowledge from that. Every no uplifts the community. So let's hear first from someone who's, Marie, something of the joy of that high ticket sale. Will you share that with us? You already knew there are three of them. It's fantastic. You're one of them is yours. So let's, hear from you. And then after that, I don't want to tell you what I'm going to hear from after. Let's stay with Marie. Go.
Well, what I don't want to even talk about the specific win so much, but just the energy that I'm in right now. I think I posted just this morning, like, I feel like I'm riding this energy of mojo, like just cresting this wave. And I just feel so good, and happy. And it makes it easy to be able to just talk to people. And it isn't about sales. Like I think there's something switched in me and I can't even describe it, except that I know that I feel really different inside. And it's just really fun.
So freaking beautiful, Marie. And remember I said that doing high ticket brings all the conditions of happiness. It brings financial prosperity, all those things. I'm not going to go redo the high ticket virtual retreat, right? But it's a huge abundance practice, perfectly timed for our abundance series here. And the arrows go the other way too. As I find that centeredness, that joy, that's when it happens. That's how it happens. And if you go, oh no, well, it'll never happen to me then because I'm feeling really bad. So, oh no, I've done something wrong. No, quiet your mind first. Shavasana is like a neutral gear. Let go of all that, you know, guck that comes from before in our minds. Stop all that churning. Find that neutral space of breath. And then go out and do something beautiful for yourself, right? And we have practices all year long that'll help you do that. And what Marie said is not uncommon, I want to tell you, right? So don't let that kick into your editor going like, oh no, yeah, I'm having trouble, so then it's never going to happen to me. No, right? But just where can you find it? The moments of joy come in small moments. Small moments, they're practices. And high ticket sales often result from that. And Marie, you were there in our very first, I think it was the very first high ticket virtual retreat. And I think we did it on a Sunday. And one of the first ones came on a Thursday, just a few days after that. And it was, you know who I'm talking about here. And I just had coffee with her yesterday. We were just, you know, reminiscing about that and how huge that was for her, because many pieces in her journey here. She's alumni now. But she was celebrating on one of our Thursday morning calls about her high ticket win. If you'd listened to her, you would have thought she closed the deal. She hadn't closed the deal yet. It hadn't closed yet, but she knew it was there. She knew it was coming. She was such in joy. She had Marie's energy. I don't know where that came from. Marie's energy. And then during our Thursday morning call, because somebody was almost, you know, somebody was interested, but hadn't, you know, she got the notification and she closed a $10,000 sale that happened right on our call. Right. And we, if you'd listened to her, you would have thought that the sale already closed. No, she had technically nothing. She had Marie's energy. So thank you for that, Marie. Like, so again, every single offer that lands uplifts our whole community. There's one more piece about how it happens, and it happens not in ways that we think. It's not, it happens in putting together all the things that we're doing all year long. Right. And also you can start right here, right now, wherever you are. And then I want to hear from somebody who has a win somewhere along the way, because it comes from wins along the way. I thought about high ticket and I felt really good about it. That's a huge win. Do you get that? Especially from having just heard Marie. Or I talked to five people and they all said no, and one threw tomatoes in my face. That's a win. That's happened to me. They haven't actually literally thrown tomatoes, but I've had people come into my home even. And I spent hours with them, and then I made a genuine offer, just as I did to each one of you, right? Because it really, they so needed that work. I had one person walk out, storm out on me, like, I thought you were real. I thought this was, okay, didn't see her again. You know, oh, well, SWSWSW, some will, some won't, so what? Someone's waiting. That was not my ideal client. I mistook that person for my ideal client. I just made a mistake. It's okay. So let's hear some of your wins along the way. What's been happening for you? It's perfect abundance practice, perfect place for this. What's been happening in your play with high ticket? Cheryl, go.
I have a call tomorrow with someone. I know it won't be high ticket, but I don't care. It's still a win.
And okay.
I'm going to make an offer, and it's just not going to be high ticket.
Ah, okay. You mean you're choosing
mm-hmm.
not to make a high ticket offer?
Yes.
Okay. Because otherwise I was going to go like, here's another training in around high ticket. One of my teachers taught me this. She had a team of salespeople, and it was just a high ticket offer, and they were all making high ticket sales. Then they brought in a low ticket offer, and then all those high ticket sales disappeared, and they were only making low ticket sales. Same people with the same kind of people in front of them. So I wanted to kind of catch you there going like, you're going in, you already know? I'm not so sure about that. But if you're actually choosing,
Yeah. You're
choosing, and this is what you want to do because this is your playground, and can you see that those are very different energies? Let it come from big self, from your biggest self. If it is, good on you. Fantastic. Go for it, right? You have the blessing of the universe.
Yeah, it comes from the teachings when you say, get your first client. And give them everything. Like, give them everything you've got. And to me, that feels authentic.
Mm-hmm. I'm still a little concerned. It's not coming from your biggest self, right? That what if there's more possibility for what that you're offering? Because this is the mistake that one of our alumni made in only diving into the part three and missing part two of the high ticket virtual retreat of who you are. And really seeing what you have to offer. So I would just do some journaling, Cheryl, with love. I would.
Yeah.
And see if you can double whatever your offer was going to be.
Okay.
Look at that. And a bell rang. That's like an angel, isn't it? Or something got their wings. Isn't that it? from It's a Wonderful Life. That was punctuating my words. There was something to that. Try trusting.
I haven't written down in my notes right here. I just wrote it down even before you said it. I wrote journal. My ideal client, like journal. Mm-hmm. I want to come from the comfort place, and I'm feeling really good about where I'm heading. So I think it's coming from a good place. So yeah, I'll journal about that.
Okay, good, good. And do you get that when she goes to make that offer, there's no way to lose. Did you get it when Cheryl, you're actually there, you're actually in the game, you're coming from the best authentic place that you know how to find. And you're there in service. And let's say Cheryl undershoots it. So something that, you know, could be $10,000 and she offers it for $5,000, or something that's $1,000, she offers it for $500. I don't care about the number. no problem. Then the next person who says yes, she's going to double it. It's not scalable. She couldn't offer that to, 500 people at that level because she wouldn't have the time or the bandwidth, but she can do it for that one person. However, here's the thing I want you to be mindful of. If there are these two little cells, most of your trillions of cells are aligned, but there's these two little cells going, oh, wait, I don't know. I don't know if I'm really big enough. Maybe I'll just offer a release. That's what happened to that other person. I'll just offer the smaller level this time around because I just want to get started. And can you see what my body's doing? The weird thing is they'll say no, but they would have said yes to double. Did y'all hear that? If you understood that, raise your hand. And if you did, yes, and grace two hands. And if you didn't get it, if you didn't hear that, talk to somebody on this call because it's key. So I would do some journaling. You might even be on a call with somebody today, right? And just check in and see, are these the two little cells? And if you understand why I'm saying that, and particularly, it's a particular message for Cheryl right now. If you understand why I'm saying that to her right now, raise your hand. Can you hear why I'm doing that training right now? Yes. Right? So Cheryl, any of these people, you can reach out to them. Do you want to have a call with one of these people? I would. Before you get into that call, you want to do that? Who wants to be on a call with Cheryl? Who can make some time today? Marie, thank you. And Grace, you've got two people. Lean in with this community. There's such experience, wisdom. So you've got Marie and you've got Grace. Fantastic. And Marie, is that also a hand? Something you want to say? Yeah. These are abundance practices. You get it? It sounds like we're talking about high ticket. We're talking about abundance practices, leaning in with people who will let you see more of all of who you are than you even know. You have more resources than you know. Cheryl, a moment ago, didn't know she had Grace and Marie to help her out with this call. There's more. There's just more than we know. It's abundance, right? And actually living it. Marie, go.
Well, I'm struck by the interconnectedness of all the teaching. So there's an abundance of gems in this teaching. So the thing about the two cells that are still sort of going, not me, I really tapped into that energy this morning, and I was looking over some notes from the first transmutation call you did back in the applications in August, and the question I have written down is, what are all the ways I believe I won't get what I'm envisioning? And I really hit on something there. And it's like, so then being able to tap into those two cells, then there's an abundance of support here for me to explore that more deeply and then to let that go.
Thank you. And Cheryl was looking so happy. Now she's kind of looking, stricken. Right? And that's okay. Sometimes it's part of the process because she's either thinking or she's going like, oh, there's another level or whatever it is. This is growth happening in Cheryl right in front of us. Can you feel that, Cheryl? Yeah, that's genuine. I believe that. I believe that's just a nod, but that's real. So you got two people to lean in with. And the actual actions that Cheryl takes might be exactly the same as she was going to take tomorrow. We don't know. That's for Cheryl to choose. But the come from place really matters. If there's these two cells going, I don't know if it's worth it. So they won't think it's worth it at 500 and they would have paid 5,000 and it's worth 10,000 or whatever it is. I mean, I'm pulling arbitrary numbers out of the air, but it's so important to know the value of our work and not have these two little cells. And again, Google abundance, but what is it to actually live it? What is it? The editor is scarcity embodied, right? The editor is scared. All these, oh, there's not enough and I'm not this and that. And all these old stories. To really know and live that abundance. That's what this series is about. And to find these little places inside us, these practices of these habits of thought that maybe served us before, but don't serve now. And so then we can find them and change them. And then Shavasana allows us to do that too. Seeing what's even in there. What are we even thinking? We don't even know. Beautiful. Thank you. Let's hear one aha from one of you. Because this was I love it when things are happening on the court. I got material that I want to teach you today. And we're learning it from actual real things that are happening here. I love that because it goes deeper. Grace, go ahead. Oh, and don't forget you're muted.
Okay. Many, many times, and it happened just now, I'm thinking about something. So Steve, the man I met yesterday, and I want to give you that history of it. Many times, let me finish that thought, you say what I'm thinking in the moment. And it's, for me, it's like, what you said is lean in let people see all of you than you could see for yourself. It was exactly what I was thinking about the conversation with Steve yesterday. I went to Toastmasters a week ago, and I had an opportunity to speak because people were still on vacation. His wife lets him know, you've got to meet this woman. We meet last week. We met again yesterday afternoon, but yesterday I chose, rather than meet with him in the morning, I met in the afternoon, I chose to go back to Toastmasters. The area regional director happened to be sitting next to me. She's taken me under her wings, all right, to promote the speaking. We're going to spend a lot of time together. Steve, that I met in the afternoon, he was the 1 hour to 4 hours together. He's got this incredible spirit. He sees all of me. And beyond that, he says, Grace, you don't have the business mindset. How can you, and he has used your words, Michelle, how can you, like a little rope, lead somebody along? You create this package and you sort of give them this much. So we're now mutually beneficially helping one another because I could see what he can't see for himself as far as his next step. And so what I did while on the call, I quickly sent him an email that said, I have the afternoon available. Let's meet. Mm-hmm. Your choice. I'll be in my office at 11. Let's spend a few hours with you. Mm-hmm. So for me, that's like this win, the energy that's coming. And Sharon, the woman, here's another win, the health coach that within just 2 hours with me shifted, she keeps pushing, organizing, contacting people. She's now arranged for me to do a webinar. She's secured all the people. There's three, two can't be there, but they want a recording so they could hear the results of this. And oh, by the way, Steve, so these are healthcare professionals, one of whom is a chiropractor. Steve, his old life, he was a chiropractor in New Jersey. So I'm going to invite him to participate and be part of this. But it's all about the mapping that I do to create that internal shift to move beyond, you know, what's holding you back.
Grace, I love it. There's an abundance of resources. There's an abundance of people who will support. There's an abundance of ideas. There's an abundance of people I can mastermind with and have things to share and about. And there's an abundance of magical things that can come my way. And to actually know that in ourselves is so very powerful. It's connected with the opening series. So some of you, if you haven't been there yet, you'll come around to it in the fall, I think it is. But Harry Potter drinks his lucky potion, right? And he goes around, he does the wrong thing seemingly, but then he bumps into exactly the person he needs, right? What is it to have that? And so the abundance series connects with the opening series. What you're talking about is that kind of like drinking that lucky potion, right? Oh, there's that person, and there's that person, and there's that person. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the same energy of this Marie's like, oh, this is just fun, right? And what if it could just be fun and easy? And if for you, and for if anybody listening to my voice going like, now it doesn't feel like that right at all for me right now, it's fine. You're just at a different point in the journey, right? And that's totally okay, right? But to know that it comes in easier ways than it you might have possibly imagined, that the resources are there in front of you, that it can be a lot of fun and ideas can come to you in Shavasana. Again, all that, these are all abundance practices, and abundance is more than a mindset. It's a story that we engender, embody, live, create, know, manifest. So, and Grace, you're giving us examples of all those things. So thank you so much. And Cheryl, I want to go back to you too. Thank you so much for giving the bouncing off place for this fabulous discussion. In my books, fabulous, in and around what that word truly is, abundance. I don't decorate the door with abundance because people will go, I already know that. It's not the way that my stories at Cell Talk doesn't mention the word abundance, for instance, because I meet people where they are. But if we really want an empowering story, what's one of the things we need to do? We need to have a different understanding, a depth understanding and living of something that is other than that editor, that old story. And that's to really embody abundance in all those levels that we've been talking about here. So fantastic, Grace. Thank you, Cheryl. Beautiful. Thank you, Marie. All those who've spoken this morning, really, really beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. And those who have not spoken and you're holding space, but you're here and you're present, we see you, right? It's beautiful, right? Pamela, for instance, so glad you're here. But yeah, I know you guys can't see her, right? But she's here too, right? Michelle's here, Erin, I see you, right? So let me see. Winds. I take a virtual treat. Oh, yes. So I said I'd start out, but I'm a little, thank you, Marie, for reminding me, with a couple words about practice and that we didn't do last time. So our first call in the series about practice, I'm noticing that this time around teaching it, it tends to be I teach part of it and then we finish it off the next time. It's just the way the material is coming out this year. And I like that because we can really get grounded in that concept. First kicking off, you know, what is it to really understand what abundance means and why it matters for our companies and what are the practices that we put in place to create that? So it's not just a once-off thought or an idea. It's something that is interwoven through the everyday fabric of our lives and every moment-by-moment thought. And so this from a beautiful book that I love, Living Your Yoga, Finding the Spiritual in Everyday Life by Judith Hanson Lassiter. And I've mentioned on one of the calls somewhere that I spent a week with her. I think it was in the Yoga for Entrepreneurs day that we spent together. I spent a week with this woman and all we did was look at the first sutra in the Yoga Sutras. And all it says is now begins the practice of yoga. And we spent a week studying that, right? She's a fabulous, fabulous yoga teacher. She's the real deal. And she's got a beautiful section, just page 6 and 7 in my text that I want to share with you. She calls it, section is called Practicing to Live, Living to Practice. Now, there's nothing you need to hang on to here, nothing you need to memorize, no notes you need to take. And notice that I'm having you let go of any tension in and around hearing this and let it just kind of come through like rain. And there's a deep trust in that. Oh, you'll hear exactly what you're meant to hear. It has that same abundance feel to it that, you know, Grace has been talking to us about, that Marie's been talking to us about, for instance, and in different ways everyone this morning has been talking about. So just trust that you'll hear it easily. All right. So here's what she says, practicing to live, living to practice. Many of us have a negative reaction to the word practice, probably because it reminds us of being coerced into piano lessons or some other detested activity in childhood. Anybody else have moments like that? I'm so glad that I played piano, but I had moments at the piano, whatever that was for you. Like, oh, I got to practice. I got 2 hours a day and I'm in grade 9 in school. I'm like, what? Yeah. Practice. For me, she says, practice has a different meaning. It is the consistent willingness to open to life in all of its joy and pain. She says, practice is the consistent willingness to open to life in all of its joy and pain. This definition certainly includes what you've always thought of as, she says, your yoga practice, which we learned in Yoga for Entrepreneurs, but every practice that we have as entrepreneurs, I would add. So in yoga, such as poses, breathing exercises, and meditation, these are all yoga practices, right? But it also casts a wider net to encompass frustration with your temperamental car, the argument you had with your friend, washing your dinner's dishes, and your apprehension about an important meeting. Or I might add, Cheryl, your thoughts about what that meeting should even be about. That's a practice, right? Can we investigate what that practice is? In other words, to practice is to pay attention to your whole life. Let me repeat that. In other words, to practice is to pay attention to your whole life, your thoughts, your bodily sensations, and your speech and other actions. As you do, you will discover that nothing is separate from anything else. Thoughts are the sensations of the mind, just as sensations are the thoughts of the body. Each moment of your life is a moment of potential practice. Practice then can be understood as a willingness to return to the reality of this very moment, that is to observe with dispassion and clarity exactly what is right now. Does this moment call for silence or for answers? Is the person in front of me asking for information or the reassurance of my love? Am I reacting from fear or from necessity? Obviously, there's no guarantee that I'm correct, but relying on paying attention to the thoughts and sensations of the moment will give me a chance to respond to life less from my patterns of defense and more from integrity. I was going to, like, do I want to read you the rest of it? No, good. Great place to end. There's no guarantee that I'm correct, but relying on paying attention to the thoughts and sensations of the moment, paying attention to the thoughts and sensations of the moment will give me a chance to respond to life less from patterns of defense and more from integrity. What did you hear? This is another cut at a deeper level dive than what we usually think of as practice. We often think of practice habits. Oh, I'm going to make my New Year's resolution. I'm going to go to the gym more. We think of it in such a surface level. What did you hear here about practice? What stays with you from the piece that I read? Anything that stays with you, it might be a word, it might be a phrase. It's not a test. I'm just like letting us hear what you heard in her words. Thanks, Sherry.
I think what I heard as much as anything is really that last phrase, that paying attention to our thoughts and feelings of the moments allow us to be in integrity with ourselves. Hmm. And it's how often do I do someone else's agenda and I'm not in integrity. And the more I practice to be in integrity, do I then do what's right for me, my agenda?
Mm, absolutely. Beautiful. What is it to act in integrity moment to moment to moment? What is it to practice that and actually even see what's going on in my mind, what's going on, and am I in integrity with myself, with my highest self? And our at the foundation of our companies, we're making offers. If we're not, we don't have a business, we have a hobby. And when I make an offer to somebody, whether from stage or an offer to be on my team, for instance, and work together, an offer for somebody to enter into the work together, for them to invest in themselves through the work that I do, how can I ask them to make a decision in integrity with themselves if I'm not doing it myself? So what are the practices that I am that I have moment to moment to moment, from the smallest of practice to the biggest ones? Yes. Thank you, Sherry. Go.
One of the things, you know, that's kind of been going through my head here, listening to what people have been doing and everything, and it's like, one, I'm not feeling that today. Two, that I haven't been doing that activity. I've been doing others. But what I also got very present to was I have to be in integrity with what I'm sharing and teaching. I have to model it. And, you know, I have been not feeling, you know, my 100%, but I've been pushing really hard. And yesterday I finally said, you know, it's time to do as you say, to take care of yourself and stop. And there was part of me that said, no, I need to go do this, this, and this. And the other said, no, you'll be useless if you don't be in integrity and stop and rest. And so it was, you know, there I did, and I feel much more energetic than I did yesterday. But it's so hard sometimes to be in integrity with, one, what we say, to model it, and then to do it.
I love what you're saying, Sherry. This is so in line with the central core of the message from today. We will get to in just a little while, but what Sherry said today is, this is huge. This is huge. And to notice it. When is it time to act? When is it time to pause? When is it time to push forward and tell somebody, listen, I think you're totally, if it's a strategy session, you're ready. Let's go. Right. When is it time to just pause and let them step forward? And all of that, it comes from these moment-to-moment practices that we're learning here through beginning with Shavasana. It's a practice that we've brought in Thursday mornings, right? So we can pay more attention to what's even happening in our minds and find that quiet place, right? So what are my daily practices? What are my practices is so much bigger than I'm going to go to the gym now, for instance, right? Thank you for bringing that level of understanding. And it's not, I can hear it's not just in your head. It's like, oh, it's like, it's, I'm working it. I'm working it. Yeah, beautiful. All right. Anything else bursting to be said without which we can't go forward? All right. So the thing that I said to start with, but it is fitting in here today. There's a video that I want to show you that I just love. And that is so deeply about practice. And what is it to actually create more than an abundance mindset? What is it to create? I don't want to say too much about it because I want you to just get to experience this beautiful video. I have started the Abundance series for the last couple of years with this, and Marie's already smiling. It's the one that I said that a couple of years ago in Mexico, this caught on so much that it became the refrain through all of Mexico, a little piece from this video. So without further ado, I want to just share it with you. There's and again, let it go. There's nothing you need to retain here. There's nothing you need to hang on to. You don't need your student cap on. It's nothing like that. Just enjoy. Right? Remember that energy. Marie's like, wow, I'm just having fun. It's like, oh, and these people are coming my way, right? So just enjoy this. Let me go and find it for you. Make sure that I've got it up here before I share my screen. Okay, I think I've got the right place here. All right, and I'm just going to, let me see. Yes, okay, here we go. Share. Share computer sound. Oh, that's the thing I need to remember to check off. Okay, there we go. Share. Hopefully you see it. And all right, here we go. Enjoy. You can hear it. You can see it, right?
What?
Can you hear
what,
it? Y'all
what,
can hear it?
Okay.
Some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped, I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should've washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Your lord jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie Brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads will be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Like your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that motherfucker. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't eat gang. Come take a look through my telescope. Tryna get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Popping tags. Yeah.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible.
Come on, man.
I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
All right. I'll make sure that on my computer the next one doesn't start. Give me a second here. Where am I? Make this small. Stop this. All right. So some of you have heard this multiple times. Some of you, this is shocking to you. Like, what? So I just want to hear what you heard here. What did you notice? What stays with you? Always that same question. What stays with you? What'd you love here? Maybe you didn't love like 99% of it, but there's one piece. What'd you love? Let's hear from you. Who'd like to share first? Yeah, Sherry.
I think the thing that, you know, it took me a while to really hear the words because there was so much going on. But what I really focused on was $50 for a fucking t-shirt. It's like, oh, 99 cents for the coat at Goodwill.
You know, when this just came out, there's a spike in people going to thrift shops, right? And by the way, somebody guess how many people have watched this video, thrift shop? How many of you have seen it before, by the way? If you're in this community, you've seen that. All right, so this is new to a lot of you. Guess how many people have watched this? Pretty sure. I looked at it last week. I can't remember the numbers for sure, but how many do you think? Somebody venture a guess.
Couple million.
2 million? 2 million?
I am pretty sure, I looked it up last week, I'm pretty sure it's over a billion.
Oh, like a billion.
One in every seven person on this planet has seen this, right? Why did this catch on so much? Why was so many people resonate with this? So thrift shops, everybody starts like shopping at thrift shops after this came out a few years ago, right? Wow, what can I find there? Awesome. Yeah, Cheryl, go.
So here's what I'm noticing about myself. I'm watching the video and I'm thinking, okay, what's the deeper meaning here? What am I missing? And basically all I'm seeing is this guy likes a bargain and it's cool. You could get some cool stuff for sure, you know, for cheap. and it's fine. It's perfect. But I think, is that my answer? Like, that's what I saw. But
yeah.
Am I missing? Like, am I needing to go deeper within myself to find out what they're really saying? Or is that just what they're saying?
And I love that reaction too, because how we do anything is how we do everything. There's some part in you, Cheryl, that's probably one of the forms of your energy. Like, what am I missing? Have I got it all? Have I got it right? Just notice that, because that itself may be the most important gift for you here. What you heard is what you heard, right? I had $20 in my pocket. Look at all the stuff I can get. Cool. Right?
Love it. That how simple it is. That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. $20 in his pocket. Look at all the stuff he got. It's great. He looks good. He thinks he looks good. It's perfect. If he's happy with this stuff, it's perfect. Like, who cares what I think about his fur coat? I don't care. It's fine.
Right. Yeah, so there's an ease about it, and he's so in his element of what he wants, and he really doesn't care about what you think about the fur coat. That's true, right? It's like, I love this. And I looked up some of the background of this song a couple of times. I didn't know. Dana introduced me to this song years ago. I wouldn't have seen it either. A billion people have seen it, but I haven't seen it, right? And in, I guess, part of the background too is like in hip hop, there's fancy cars and fancy clothes. And he had a different point of view. You don't need all that stuff. And to empower people, it's like, hey, go to the thrift shop. You can get something for $20, you know? Hey, Michelle, why are you teaching us this when you're teaching us high ticket? But here's the thing. Well, no, I want to, like, let me say this one piece. I want to hear from one or two more of you about what you heard here. Can you hear the abundance mindset? Practice embodiment there. Where do you hear that happening? Let me focus that question and see what you hear. What did you hear there? Where is there abundance in this for you, whatever you heard? Yeah, Grace.
You know, I'll tell you the piece that heard it. It followed the one that Sherry heard, I think, somewhere in there. It's about taking advantage or maybe being a sucker. I'm not even quite sure subliminally what that may have been, but it's like there are people out there that buy into all this fancy stuff as if spending money has value, right? As if spending money, all of this money has real value, and yet you could turn around and you get it at the thrift shop for a dollar, right? So part of it is there's plenty there. We just have choices to make.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, real value. I love what, I don't think it conflicts at all with the high message from High Ticket, because there are people who are just, it's like they're following all these, like what they're supposed to do and all these trends. And if somebody has this house, and I'm going to have this house, and it's all on the surface of things. I love his message here, because it's all that's on the surface of things, but I have so much. I am so, I can go to the thrift shop with 20 bucks in my pocket. I've got more than I need. I'm good enough. I have enough. I can stand for the thing that I want and that I love. And it doesn't matter what other people are thinking. Can you hear the strength in that message? And then whether it's 20 bucks or 10,000 or 10 million, I have everything I need right here. It's a deep abundance practice in that. And then it's not, because sometimes we think High Ticket's is shiny, glitzy. It's got to be something. It's not about that. It's about something from deep value that matters. And sometimes we think we don't have enough. I don't have enough to offer because I'm not. No, there are more than enough. This is back to your point earlier too, Grace. There are more than enough resources. I have more than enough inside me. I when I have the thing that I offer, nobody was thinking about thrift shops. Everybody's looking down on that, but he made it valuable because he chose to, because that's what he saw. And we all have that capacity in us, right? And if you're curious about what was happening in Mexico a couple of years ago, I hope you don't mind if I swear. If any of you are offended by swearing, sorry if I offended you. I didn't even mention that beforehand because there's a lot of swearing in that, obviously, right? Is it okay if I swear for the moment now? Right? So the line that, thank you, the line that caught on a couple of years ago in Mexico was just a line that went, this is fucking awesome. Right? There's an abundance mindset in around that. Like, whatever I've got in front of me, this is awesome. What that person is saying to me in the strike session, I might not have wanted that, but it's awesome. I have 20 bucks in my pocket. That's awesome. I can build the world with that. When we have that with everything we look at, then we know that the thing that we're offering is plenty, that the person in front of us is the exact person that we ought to be offering to, because they're right there in front of us, and we're trusting. There's something deep about trust in the universe that it is right, and I can do my own quirky thing. Like I can see him jumping across with the jacket, and they're like, or the grandpa's clothes, and it's like, oh, you know, smells a little bit, but I love it, right? the joy and the freedom and the dance in that, right? I'm saying more about it than I don't want to be saying about it. I want to hear what you heard, but I can't help myself. I've listened to the song over and over and over again. And if you don't like the song, so you don't have to listen to it, listen to another one. But the freedom in it, I find the joy in it, the quirkiness, it's okay to do what you are doing, what your gift is. Nobody in the rap world was doing anything like that. It was all about fancy cars and fancy houses, but he made this valuable because that's what he loved, and that's what he wanted, a different message than was out there. And in a sea of everybody saying that, he said this instead. And then that became popular because he just owned it with every cell. Right? Yeah, Grace, go ahead.
With all that you're saying, it actually goes back to the internal part of who we are and what we offer and the uniqueness, right? This expresses his uniqueness, and all of a sudden people saw the value in him and his way of thinking. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's sort of us. We each have our gifts. Our gifts, there's no one else like us. There is no one else like us that has the combination of experiences and understanding and knowledge and awareness that when we package that together and put our whole selves forward, that's the unique gift and the unique value that we offer. And others will see it and be attracted to it.
Mm. Yes. Beautiful. Love it. Thank you. Yeah. Marie, go. Thanks, Grace. Marie. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump on what Grace said, because I was realizing that, and it comes from being on the court too. It's like the more programs I teach and the more writing different programs that I offer, the more that I realize like writing is fucking awesome. And the process is fucking awesome. So like, that's the mojo energy that I'm writing. It's like, that's what I realized. I am so jazzed about writing and what happens to people that come into my programs when they start writing in a way that's so different than what they may have experienced before. It's like, it's just amazing.
I love it, Marie. Thank you. Beautiful. And we were talking with Cheryl about these two little cells over here, and whether that's in Cheryl or not, like, she's got ways to lean in. There's plenty of support. There's more support than she could even, you know, if we asked for others, I know there'd be other hands raised. So that sense of abundance and that sense of rightness and that sense of it's going to be perfect no matter what she offers, which if she offers is double or half as much as what she's going to offer, it's all perfect. It's all perfect. It's all experience. And there's something of that that I hear in that. So thank you, Marie. Beautiful. Something in that song that you reminded me of, Marie. And that's the embracing of all as well. In that song, I hear it as such an abundant song. So sometimes we go, okay, well, what we don't hear in that song is, you know, this is fucking awesome, except for, you know, maybe this is a little bit smelly, so maybe we better not do that, because those people over there who are valuing something else, maybe the fancy car and surface stuff over there that doesn't, you know, and it's got to look like other people's, oh, maybe we really ought to go over there. We don't hear any of that in that song. And there's an embracing of the all. What is it like this one? When I listen to that song over and over again, there's a line about it. This one smells like R. Kelly's shirt and sheets. I'm like, oh, you know, like there's sexual innuendo there. There's like swearing. There's all kinds of, you know, stuff that you might or might not like, or you may be like, go for it. Yes, whoever you are, right? Whatever it is, as we look at that, we can find the gem in that. And there's an embracing of the all. It's not, there isn't a line that goes, this is fucking awesome. Except for some of the clothes are smelly, so it's really bad. So you better really go over there instead. Can you hear? There's none of that there. Everything that's there is just embraced in the all, in the whole of it. Right? And that can be for our programs. That can be for the things we offer. It's how I feel when we're doing this work together. Sometimes if I'm in my small self, I'll say, listen, I'm so sorry. We don't have a good place for you to post questions as easily as before because we're right in between systems. Sometimes I might even say it that way, but I don't feel that way at all. Oh, we're building, we've got Story Freedom Academy. We've never had that before. Right now, it's a harder place to post questions, but it's so awesome because everything is growing. And there's more places to ask questions. There's more places for resources. We've got better systems than we've ever had before. The embracing of the whole of it in this complex dance of what it is we're growing, and not so worried about the smelly sheets or your grandpa's clothes, or that we've only got $20 in their pocket, or even our ideas about who that person is. They don't have enough in their pocket, so then I can't offer that to them because there's not, he's going, oh, $20 in my, I can buy everything. There's such an abundance in that. What if we were to embrace in that song, that part of it, embrace all of the world in that way? Then what might be possible? I love that song. Probably after this, I'm going to listen to it again and I'm going to dance to it. You know? So I did last year and I played it again. And if it's not for you, that's fine. You have your practice. It doesn't have to be the one that I'm giving you, right? There's another song that's like that. I had another song that I was going to play for you today, but I'm going to play it 2 weeks from now instead because the songs have very different energies. And I want you to notice too, connecting with a high ticket virtual retreat, what do you have lying around on your workshop floor? And I had not even made that connection, but I had grade 8 Royal Conservatory piano. I mentioned a couple weeks ago. And I was like, then I started noticing, wow, I bring music in a lot into the ways that I teach. I hadn't even noticed that part about what I've got lying around on the floor, but it helps me to teach. Because I love music and I took a music appreciation course at university and my brother's a musician. And so this is my quirky way to get this across. Somebody else does it a different way. What do you have lying around on your floor? And it's all unique and it's all beautiful and it's all you. And from that place of wholeness, we make that offer to that person. And if they're truly, we think that we can really help them, then we make an offer. And if they don't think so, like then the what I feel is compassion for that person. If I made an offer in integrity and it's because I really, really, really believed that that could help them. And either I feel like, oh, you know, maybe there's something that I didn't see, or I just feel compassion because maybe that person is not ready yet to take that step that I know what might be possible for them if they stepped up, and that coming from that deep place of abundance. And it doesn't matter if 10 people say no, or this person slams the door, or we don't think they're quite the right person, but they're in front of us when we have the energy from that song. So I said we would connect with what Sherry said about this call is usually about the importance of a practice of the pause. Because we've got to have moments of activity. And then I wanted to introduce to you one of the important practices of the there's a time to act and there's a time to rest, but we didn't go there as deeply as we will next time. I'll talk about that a little bit more next time. And then, so we'll have two different, practices. There's that, and there's a piece about envisioning that I'm going to teach you next time that is crucial to creating the highest levels of our company and our life. So that's going to happen a couple weeks from now. I wanted to at least gesture to that, because otherwise what I said to Sherry won't make any sense when you go back and listen to this call, right? So that's going to come in next time. Instead, I just wanted to let it just sink right into our bones, the importance of abundance through every cell of our being. It's an important component of story, even though we don't always think of it like that. In Star Wars, Luke needs to believe in the abundance of his own resources inside him, in the abundance of the help that he's going to have and support around him. In order to take a step, he has to believe in the abundance of possibility for those who are the underdog in order to step forward, right? So it's a central component of story. There's a trust and a faith that is allowed when we know that there's an abundance of resources. There's an invisible force that binds us in Star Wars. Right? I love Star Wars, right? That binds us and surrounds us and is here supporting us. And there's this deep faith and belief. And from that place, all can happen. It's a deep component of story when you look. And then what are the practices that we're doing? Often in an empowering story, practices need to deeply change, because there are practices that we don't know we're carrying that we can really radically revise. And let me give you, do I want that example? No, I don't want this in the space. We saw it in the song. So I think what I want to do from here, there weren't any questions that I saw posted. Anybody post a question that I missed? Just want to check in. Cherry, you posted questions and I missed them? How did I miss them?
Well, because I just posted it. And
here in the chat? Did you post it in the chat?
No, I posted it on Facebook at the start of the call. So,
Okay. I've been here teaching, so I missed it. Okay. Yeah. So let's just take a couple of minutes. So Sherry and Grace, because you both had questions, and I love it because your questions pull us, bring us all to a different level. And then it's like, well, how does it apply to you? What is the piece that you need? So let's take a couple minutes before we close out this call with your questions. That shows us how to apply it in real time, right? Or whatever your question is. It might be over here, but we'll see how it connects with what we've been doing. So let's take a couple minutes for that right now. Sherry, what was your question? Can you
Okay. So first, just a tiny bit of background. On Monday, I did my first webinar ever, and it was...
Yay!
And I made an offer at the end, and it was a discounted off of my, high ticket group program. But it was also in a subject, money, which I have not previously included. Mm-hmm. But it's really what's lying around on the shop floor. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and I've been offering the video to people who'd signed up as replay. And I realized that the whole logistics of taking a Zoom webinar and where do I post it? So I've got copies so I can get information on how many people have watched it or who has watched it. What are the logistics with it?
Okay. So, got it. All right.
And that might practical applications.
Yes, for sure. But I'm going to answer this here briefly. Okay. And then if you have a follow-up question, ask it again. All right. So okay. I want to address your question, but then I want to step back and look at the 8,000 foot view to see, the question that you're not, I want to answer the question that you're not asking as well. Is that all right? In and around that. So, where you post it to see how many have watched it and so on. What I would be doing is have people opt in. Have people opt in, and that's your most important. Yes. Okay. So then you have a way to follow up with them. And if it's Zoom, to be honest, what we're doing now is, and we didn't have the system before, we had it over in Zoom. Now we've moved it over to Vimeo for reasons that Amy, who knows the techie stuff better than I do, suggested. And if you really want to be able to count the number of people, there's other technologies you can use, like, what is it? not webinar host, we can't remember the name of it. There's different technologies that people use in order to be able to count and so on and so forth. But here's the thing. If you're just so my first answer is, if you're using Zoom, it's a little trickier to be able to count and see who's listening and who's actually watched it. And there are other technologies that you can use. I still like Zoom better, and we post it on Vimeo right now, again, for a whole bunch of reasons of space in Zoom and how much it costs per month and all that stuff, right? But then I want to step back to, so you could use a different technology instead. So Sandra Yancey uses GoToWebinar. You know, some people use GoToWebinar because, but then there's not the video portion, but then you can more easily count. There's all these systems in the background that you can use in order to do that kind of stuff. Then here's the, from what we're learning today and that abundance practice, and so important about that thrift shop song that I love. You know, I only got $20 in my pocket. This is awesome. I can get that and that and that and that and that. Sometimes, here's the higher level answer to the question, I think, that will serve you. And that's that sometimes we think we got to have all this stuff in place in order to make offers and make sales. So before I do that, I have to have my website up. And before I do that, I have to do this. And I have to be able to count. And I have to be able to do all this stuff. And I love that, I mean, Marie has been around long enough in this community that when we started, we didn't have Zoom. We just had calls, and we weren't even recording them, right? Well, we just started. I found a free conference line and just got going. And so I wouldn't be so worried about that piece. What I would be doing is, especially at the beginning, you know, if this is your very first time offering this, I would be... and I don't know if you made an offer on the webinar or not. Usually for $2,000 and up, it's not going to close on a webinar. You need to be in private conversations with people. If it's lower ticket, you can, but it's not close in from practical applications. It's far away. You're trying to talk to a bunch of people instead of one person. That's harder, and especially if you're just beginning. So kudos to you. Fantastic job. Great. You are 1,000,000,000 miles ahead of where you'd be. And then we learn and we grow and we take the next step. And in the next step, my only aim would be to have those people come to strategy sessions and talk to you.
Okay.
And how many people did you have opted in?
I think I had 7 opt in to the series, but I had a fee for the series. And I gave coupons. But.
Okay, perfect. So let me give an example of that. So we need so many more people online.
Yeah.
We'll just say yes. So out of 100 people, we get maybe 2 or 3. So if we want this many people, like the numbers are greater than we think. I remember when I first learned that from one of my teachers, Maribel Jimenez, is like, what? That's really a lot. That's hard. But it doesn't have to be hard. You got 7 people. You got their contact information. That's 7 strategy sessions. Right? That's abundance. That's like the $20 in my pocket. In order to put this many people, if you want to put 10 people in your program and about 1 in 100 people will say yes, then you need, like, this is the hard way to do it, right? So then you need 1,000 people on the line. We know that usually if 1,000 people opt in, usually only 1/3 of them show up. So then we need to find 3,000 people. And then we go, oh my goodness, this is hard. I want to go get a job. Right? Which is a very different mindset than this song that I just showed you for the third shot. I had $20 in my pocket. I'm rich. I got 7 people. I'm rich. Can you hear the correspondence here? Right? I can, it doesn't even matter if they watch it or not, because right now what I have to offer is me, my time, and my stuff. And there's more of my time and me when I'm starting up a program. And then I can start to have systems and structures later on. I start close in this sense too, with me. You got 7 people in front of you. You can give every single one of them a call. I hope you've got their phone numbers. If not, you email them and you find a reason to get their phone number. You can high touch, right? Call every single one of them. And you don't need to know by all that technology. You're rich with the $20 in your pocket. You can say, hey, did you catch the video? You can ask them. And then you've got 7 people. And my aim would just be to have every single one of them in strategy session. And I would not make an offer on a call. I would always head over to strategy sessions. I would always head over to strategy sessions until you're at a point where you have a program and it's already been running and you've already done a lot with strategy sessions. It's so much easier when you're headed over to high ticket. And I would suggest you start with high ticket. So I would suggest always have them head over to strategy sessions. And if you didn't in the call, no worries. Hey, I wanted to see what was most important to you. You can be on a connection call with them first if you need to, and then take it over to a strategy session. And if you don't know the difference, there's an abundance of training for you. Listen to the 4-hour call that I did last February that should all you all have access to now, and having a big Y form that will tell you the minute differences between those two calls. And then you can take them from a connection call to a strategy session. You got $20 in your pocket. You're rich with those 7 people. You don't need to worry about all that other stuff right now.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So I wanted to answer the question explicitly the best I could. You know, with Zoom, it's trickier. We don't even do that yet, right? And I don't want to use those other technologies because I like being able to see people. And until you're talking about thousands, don't even worry about it. You got $20 in your pocket. You're rich.
Okay, cool.
Making sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the highest level answer I could give to that. Thank you. Great question. Grace, what's your question? Real quick. And if you can start, my question is...
My question is, I have potentially 2 paths. The continuing on the corporate route, executive coaching, leadership coaching, those programs with corporation, which take time, although they're much higher ticket. The second path is working with coaches, continuing the energy I have, helping coaches become better coaches in the work that I do, coming off the energy from the group of coaches I just did in Europe. I have that sort of in front of me, right? This group through Shannon that I can. So the question is, do I pursue both paths at the same time? I feel like it's splitting my energy. Mm-hmm. Do I focus on that higher ticket, that higher value? I'm stuck.
Yeah, got it. What do you love?
I love coaching people who are ready to be coached, who want to make that inner change, that are ready to say, okay, I need to get better. There's something holding me back. Help me.
Where do you find more of them? In the one area or the other?
Coaches.
Okay. So you're saying that the executive coaching is higher ticket. Why does it have to be? Do y'all hear why I'm asking that? Thank you. And Marie is nodding very, very strongly here. So let me just lay it out really quickly, because we're getting toward the end of the call here. And I know, Grace, you're tracking on this, right? So if anybody's not tracking on this yet, and is it okay if I exaggerate so we can hear it?
Please.
All right. Over here is the executive coaching. There's high ticket over here. And that's the place where there's high ticket. Over here is the coaches. And I really, really love them. And they're coachable and they're fun. But I can't do high ticket over here. So I guess I got to go over here. It doesn't mean you don't love them. I'm making it starker than it is, obviously. Why can't there be high ticket over here?
It depends on how I define high ticket. Part of me is like, I just want to coach as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. And coaches are easy because they're already in that space of wanting to learn because they want to help other people learn. And mm-hmm. they need to get over their own material. And then I work with somebody like Steve yesterday, who will be moving back into a position of leadership. And I'm going to be able to work with him. He gets it. He knows it. But finding those individuals is more difficult than the collection of coaches.
Yeah.
And I feel like if these 3 individuals, these 3 coaches say to me, fantastic, let's go collectively, you know, group together, it'd be a high ticket offer.
Go ahead, Marie, because I know you're hearing what I'm hearing. Grace, is it okay if Marie speaks about this? Because yes. I know she's hearing it.
I'm hearing a split of some kind, that somehow it's okay to charge a higher amount of money for those executive people over there, but for the coaches, somehow it's not okay. Like, that's the energy I'm picking up somehow. I can't ask for much from the coaches, but I can ask for a lot from the executives. That's the split I'm hearing.
And Marie can hear this, I think, too, because last week it was like, but what about, and Marie, I bet you've done some meditating on this to come to this realization. Because last week, was it, on the Abundance Series, like, what about, and I'm going to exaggerate, Marie, I have your permission to exaggerate so people can hear. What about those poor people over there in the world who have nothing, who are never going to do anything? I know you didn't say all these things, I'm exaggerating. And they can't make it, so I can't possibly take anything in the world, because that would be mean of me for those poor people who can't do anything for themselves. You didn't say those things, I'm exaggerating, Marie. But there's a trace, there are a couple of cells that are thinking kind of like that. And then how do I move from there? There's no movement. I need to see the fullness of that person. I need to know that that person is it like we talked about last time, so I'm not going to repeat that conversation, but that person is full. That person is capable. That person, can I see them at their highest? And that song that we just watched, see, that person who's got 20 bucks in the bar, I see them as rich. I see them as full. I see them as having everything. Can you hear the abundance again? Another level of that song. So when you look at your coaches, are you seeing abundance or scarcity? And then how can we move from there?
I'm making an assumption.
Thank you.
Well, it's not an assumption. Shannon is saying they just finished coaching certification. They can't, you know, they don't have money.
So let me tell you an example here, and then because we're going to need to wrap up the call, but I know you heard the essence of it. And let me see. Who is hearing this at a really deep level? What the coaching for Grace here? All right. So see some hands up. And Grace, if you're not sure about it, reach out to those people. Will you do that? Yeah.
Okay. So Cheryl and
hands up again. Hands up again. All right, who wants to be, and who will be the first person to put your hands down? Who wants to be on a call with Grace? Okay, Cheryl's the first person, go-to person. And then Marie, right, next. And then Sherry's going, hey, there's already an abundance of people, I'm good. So Grace, Cheryl, will you reach out first and be on that call together? Because there's a piece that you heard deeply, and it's going to help you too, Cheryl. It's perfect. It's really perfect. You have the same thing going, right? So I would reach out to Cheryl, I'd reach out to Marie. And then reach out to Sherry as well. Or Sherry, if you want to be proactive, you could reach out. It's like, I want to be on that conversation too. Right. Yeah.
It's different because I'm hearing like when it's Grace, I'm like, oh, Grace. No,
exactly. We can hear it in another first. No. And you have the same issue going on in different arenas. Can y'all hear it? So yeah. And the one that Marie was talking about in a different arena, but it's the same thing. And this is why we're doing the abundance series as we're doing high ticket here at the foundation of our year, because it sneaks in places we don't notice. So let me give you one example. I think I mentioned this recently. Can I mention who she is? I don't see any reason why I can't. I'm not giving away something confidential. So Tracy is one of the graduates. She's one of the alumni in our program. When she first came to me, I met her at an event, and I had all kinds of scarcity going on because I gave out possibility of strategy session. And I didn't get back to them for months. I didn't have the systems in place. And I'm like, I can't get back to them. Oh, I did a bad job, whatever, right? But months later, there were some people who won in the audience. Tracy was one of them, a strategy session with me, right? So then we finally get to the strategy session, and I call her, or we get in touch, and she's like, oh, great to be in touch with you, and I just found this great coach last week, I think it was, something like that, right? All kinds of scarcity in me. This is years ago, right? It's like, oh, man, I was too late, blah, 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 blah. I don't know that I got 20 bucks in my pocket, and I'm wealthy, right? And so I had to do some inner work because some part of me was giving up. I'm like, oh, well, she already found the coach, too bad if I got to her a week earlier, right? And you're all doing a version of this in different ways. So it was the inner work that I needed to do before that strategy session. She got a coach, but I know that coach doesn't do what I do. I got 20 bucks in my pocket. I'm rich, right? That person doesn't do what I do. I will listen the way I always do the strategy session and not write her off just because she found a coach for something. She was in this community for 3 years from that strategy session, 3 years. And then she went away because she felt complete. Some people are complete after a year, some people after a few years, right? And need to let her go. And then a year later, she came back and she's like, Michelle, I need more. And they came back for a fourth year. I almost wrote her off at the beginning, not herself, but because of something inside my mind. What is it that you're doing inside your mind before you get into that conversation? So my teachers would say, pick a horse and ride it. You got to choose one. And it doesn't mean that you can't do both down the way. But your energy has to be focused. You can't be thinking about focused on the breath and focused on what you had for breakfast at the same time. Because then we're like switching back and forth. Choose one, dive in, get it going. And I would say at this stage too, if you have the perfect client come to you and they walk in your door and they say, can I have a strategy session? You don't need to push them away, but aim in a place. And there's more that I could say about this, but we got to round up this call. Ask a follow-up question if you choose, Grace, because it's only you can decide. We're leaning toward one way because, you know, I'm listening to you. Are y'all hearing the same thing that I'm hearing of where her love is? Like I'm seeing a lot of nods. Where she wants to go. There's quite a few nods here, right? But if you want please post a follow-up question. There's more to say about this, but just dive in. Just dive in with the one, get that going, and don't have those the scarcity about who that person is pulling you back. There have been people in this program who've done whatever it takes. They did not have the money in their back pocket remotely to do it, but it mattered enough. It mattered enough that they went and found it. Those people, that's true for them too. Helpful? Good. Yeah, you're so welcome. All right. We got to come to the close of this call. Remember next week, Practical Applications, our last call in that series next week. Please make use of it. You can ask follow-up questions from here because we don't have another call where there's open questions next week. So feel free to post any questions that you have in Practical Applications. Could follow up from this. And then the Quantum Leaps call, Transmuting Inner Dirt to Inner Gold. I have been teaching that, as Marie knows, I've been teaching that practice for many, many years. I have never taught this call before. I am so excited about putting the call in this form. And I know it's going to be the highest level teaching of this ever because I'm putting focused energy and attention on this. So I would not miss that call. It's a huge abundance practice. I won't be using those words. But it's a huge abundance practice. How do I take that stuff that's holding me back and actually turn it into fuel for what I'm doing? So looking forward to seeing you for both those calls next week. Remember, you got to register for the Quantum Leaps call or you won't have the information. It's a different Zoom line than this one. That's at 2:00. And the other thing is, too, you will hear me offer strategy sessions at the end of that. I know that that's where it's going to go. And so you can model what I'm doing. It is a new call. I've not done it with this call before. I will do it imperfectly. You can watch my mistakes too, right? So I would be there for two reasons. If you're in this community, I'd be there for two reasons, both to get the material that is key. It's absolutely key to what we're doing all throughout the year. It's one of the cornerstones. And to watch what I'm doing and watch me go and make mistakes. Marie's watched me make tons of mistakes all through the years. It's like, oh, well, it's perfect. I'm going to go. Let's go. So you can watch me. I'm going to make mistakes. It's going to be super fun. How do you build that? It's the first time I've taught that call in that way. All right. So looking forward to seeing y'all next week. Let's wrap up this call today. And our next abundance call is 2 weeks from now. By that time, the form is already up, but you might not have been given your key to it yet. All right. So we have the practical applications in Story Freedom Academy. We have the abundance in Story Freedom Academy, but Amy is working on the last finishing touches to get you in there. If there's a place to post questions there for the abundance series, you can post them there by 2 weeks from now. If there aren't, will somebody post your questions here for the abundance series? Who will do that for me? Post your abundance questions here for 2 weeks from now over in Facebook. Sheila, you've got that? Okay, thank you. And remember, we won't see each other in this capacity for a couple of weeks. We're in the high ticket game right here, right now. What are you going to do? We made three collectively. We made none before. And then these are not unrelated. We chose three of you, put your hand up to be leaders in the community. There's a whole host of activity over there in the Facebook forum. There's tons of sharing of resources. And it just so happens that this week there were three high ticket sales. This is not a coincidence. Do you understand what I'm saying? Coincidence is, as one of my teachers said, God's way or the universe's way of remaining anonymous. This energy was put into it and out pops three high ticket sales collectively in this community and the work of each of those people to create that. And each one of you could do that between now and the next, and our next call. And if that continues at this pace, you guys are in line for the bonus, right? Remember, it's 10 high ticket sales by Valentine's Day. We made three this week collectively. 10 by Valentine's Day. Are we on track to make that? If we continue this momentum, sure we are. But if you double that, if you make 20 and let it be a game, let it be playful, let it be fun, right? If you lean in, you'll get out of this what you put into it. You lean in, be there in the Facebook forum, be on calls. What else can we do? What else do you need to know? What else do you need to learn? Ask me questions, right? So, meet with your small group, meet with your buddy. And if you do that each week, you would be on track. We would be collectively on track to make that bonus. And I can't even tell you what it is yet, but I have some ideas about it. They came to me in Shavasana this morning and I'm super freaking excited about it. And really, truly, it is only if we make that, you know, that doubling. So let it be playful. Let it be fun. We also have that possibility of turning that $10 into 50. so that you get in your cells, wow, I put energy in and it comes out fivefold. You want that experience. I would want that experience. I wish somebody did that for me, right? So it's super fun as we do that as a community. So I just want to remind you, because we won't be here together for 2 weeks. So have fun, lean in with the Facebook forum, tag me, text me, reach out to me. Next time will be 2 weeks further in. So please make use of this time and share with each other. And so, and again, obviously if you had to go before now, no worries. Thank you for being here. I know we're late on this call. Let's wrap up this call now. One aha, one inspired action. Grace, you're up in my top left corner, so you can begin. And if you have to leave before your turn, go and post your aha in the Facebook forum. That would be great. So Grace, go ahead. One aha, one inspired action.
One aha. Trust in myself.
Yeah.
Inspired action is to spend more time in Shavasana this morning, and journal. Mm.
These are such huge activities, because when you're facing this, that question didn't get answered for you about this way or that way yet this morning, but we gave you some tools for it. And that these are perfect actions to take in light of that. Which way am I going? Fantastic, Grace. Couldn't think of anything better to do right here, right now. Fantastic for you. Marla, you're up.
There were quite a few things that sort of fit the moment. I think it's believing in me enough to offer with integrity.
Beautifully put. Yeah. And that integrity, I'm so glad that word came back up again and connected with practices and what am I practicing and how do I cultivate that? Can I lean in with the community or whatever it is I need to do to allow for that to happen? Thank you. Yes. What's your inspired action, Marla?
Journaling.
Yeah, beautiful. And one thing is, because we've had two journalings in a row, this is a fantastic thing to do. And then how am I going to go take that out into the world? I'll pick up the phone and make that one call to go put that strategy session on your calendar, right? So both and, right? Thank you. Marie, you're up.
My aha is writing is fucking awesome.
Love and, it.
I'm going to continue writing my Bali retreat information from the energy of this call.
Yeah,
beautiful. Like right after this call.
Yeah, fantastic. It's right inside you. Find it here and just let it, there it is, right? Easy. Good. Sherry, you're up.
I think my aha is that to be in integrity with myself takes continued practice.
Oh, thank you. Love how you've put it. And that's a key message from today for sure. Yes, thank you. And what's your inspired action?
At connection calls.
Yeah, perfect. Yes, beautiful. Sergio.
Believe in the abundance of resources within myself.
Mm-hmm. I love the way that you're putting key messages from what we were learning today and hearing you hear it and grab onto it and take it in for yourself. Yes, beautiful. And what's your inspired action?
To do my Vipassana meditation. And watch some more videos on creating strategy sessions.
Perfect. And a lot of these actions, they're internal actions, and I love it. This is perfect. This is beautiful, though. It's internal practices. So I want to repeat what I said with Marla, too. And then go pick up the call and make sure that it's not part of what – sometimes it can actually turn into procrastination. Like, I'm afraid to make that call, so can I check in and see? And just pick up the call and get that strategy session booked. How many strategy sessions can you book this week? Right. So I want to just add that piece that goes out there into the world. And yes, it begins from the internal world. Absolutely. So thank you, Sergio. Beautiful. Sheila.
There were a few. One of them that I'm thinking of right now is when you have even just two cells that are your small self, it'll derail your bigger self. So
thank you for hearing that. What is actual alignment? What is actual presence? What is actual? And can I find where those are? And then can I make use of them? Again, the next week's call on inner gold is going to help us with that. Hope you're all there. You register right now if you choose, if you haven't yet. Thank you, Sheila. And then your inspired action.
I'm going to see how many calls I can do this week, connection calls.
Yeah, fantastic. Connection calls. And then what about a strategy session in there? Just right. We're these two little cells holding back right in this moment, right? Oh yeah, I can do those, but not that. Just notice.
Yeah. Sure.
So that you'll find one strategy session.
Yeah, one strategy session.
Fantastic. Yeah. Can you hear the difference? That is life changing for her company. If you all only heard this today, this will change your company. Thank you. Hey, Erin, I see you here. I don't know if you're in a place where you can speak or not.
Yep. My aha is giving yourself permission to take the time that your body really needs.
Yeah.
And just because sometimes if you take time off of your business, there can be some scarcity, but really just leaning into the abundance that there is plenty of time. And my inspired action is to finish the puzzle I'm working on and read a novel.
Well, perfect.
Reading a novel.
So one of the people came into our community last summer. I had all these things that I should do because I had a call coming up, all these things. I was at a retreat and I really ought to be working. But there was somebody that I loved and she wanted to go for lunch. So I said, yes, I took the space and we started chatting and she ended up in this community. But I was supposed to be working. You get what I'm saying? Right? So the importance of all the practices that we have and having that rhythm, and we'll talk about how we negotiate, how we figure out, well, when is the time to rest? When is the time to be, you know, taking action? So on, all of that will be unfolding over the next couple of weeks, because we need a balance of both. We need both, right? The activity, the energy, the burning zeal, tapas, and those times of rest and quiet. So thank you all. Freaking awesome call. You guys are amazing. Love you all. Have a fantastic week. Remember to keep the activity on the Facebook forum has been fantastic. So remember to keep leaning in with each other. Have a great week and I'll see you for practical applications and we'll see you for the call on Inner Gold next week. Bye-bye for now.